There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Funny to see Okada, one of the founding members of Chaos, essentially partnering with OG Bullet Club guys, diba? The Bucks had their Bullet Club run a while back and magkalaban sila ng Chaos. It's just funny to me na heel Okada, because I don't think we've ever seen that before. Right, in New Japan, he was the babyface of New Japan for the longest time. So when he jumped Eddie Kingston, the parang sabi ko, okay, this is interesting, because they're trying to do something different here.
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, a.k.a. Austin Creed.
Let me talk to you.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Adam!
Hey, everyone. This is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are pretty deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Run!
Bang! The sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles.
Hey, this is the Cosmic Cactus, Paul London.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov. The star, the NXT champion, and you're listening to...
And you're listening to...
And you're listening...
And you are listening...
And you're listening
to the Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Podcast.
To the Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah.
You are now listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. Your boys are here tonight. It's Romaran Chino Leal and Rowan ASH. No Emil Nate because he's traveling back to Manila tonight. And no Stan because he is busy preparing for his wedding this Saturday. And marami pang dumadagdag si iniisip niya. So, hello everybody. Hello to our outcasts listening and viewing on the stream tonight. Boys, how are y'all?
Ayos lang. I came home from school. Actually, I slept for like 2 hours before our broadcast right now. I feel good. My legs are well rested. Di na sumasabog yung calves ko.
Well, I have gout, so that's all you need to know.
Right now?
Right now, yeah.
Again? Jesus Christ.
I did my birthday over the weekend, and then now I have gout. First week into my late 30s.
So it was Chino, a belated happy birthday. He did have it over the weekend. Did kind of sneak up on everyone. So yeah, and now he has gout because he got older by another year.
Yes.
All right, let's get to some wrestling talk. Let's get to it really quickly. Babyface producer Jasper, let's put up the first thing on our housekeeping. Eto na! WrestleMania 40 viewing party, April 7, Sunday, and April 8, Monday. It is going to be at Skinny Mike Sports Bar and Hobby Stadium, Quezon City. Maraming ganap, guys. So if you want to see Cody finish the story, if you want to see Drew finish his story, if you want to see... Becky finished his story as well. A lot of stories being finished here. But ito na ang ating chance to watch it all together. All you got to do to get a ticket is to go to tinyurl.com/WrestleMania40PH. Thank you so much for putting it up there. The show will start both days at 7 a.m. That's the main show. And then the doors will open at 6 a.m. So guys, if you want to, get a better deal on the tickets, it's 350 pesos for an early bird ticket for 1 day. That's just a 1 day pass. 600 pesos for a 2 day pass. Hindi pwedeng i-cross register in both venues. And if you buy a 2 day pass for one venue, you have to stay there for both days. And unfortunately, we cannot allow walk-in 2 day passes. So please, if you're thinking of getting a 2 day pass, it's best to do so before we close our early bird registration at April 3. So guys, again, the early bird tickets are not first come first, they're not table reservations and seat reservations. That's both bars. You have to come in early, first come, first serve. I think our veterans at the viewing parties already know this. You got to come in early to get a good seat. Otherwise, either you'll have to share with someone, you have to make a new friend, or worst comes to worst, you will have to stick with standing room only. So yun yung ano. And we have to address the elephant in the room right now. So it has come to our attention that some people are harassing other members of our community and sending them threats. So that's not cool, guys. Let's not do that. Let's not be that kind of fan. I know there are some policies that we have instituted, like bawal ang props. But Hobby Stadium is actually allowing belts, just belts. That's their call. So we are abiding by it, and we are letting them allow belts to at the Hobby Stadium leg of the viewing parties. Pero guys, let us not threaten anyone else, any listener, any attendee, any viewer with any violence. I am now allowed to announce that because there has been an actual threat that we actually have to do this, we are ramping up security in Skinny Mike's Sports Bar. And if something goes down, and heaven forbid that it does not, the bar is obligated to call the police, call the authority, and BGC police. And somebody's gonna get booked. Somebody's gonna get cuffed. So guys, let's act right. Let's not do any dumb shit. Make it safe for everyone. Please make it peaceful. Make it safe. If you don't like what we're doing, if there's something that you disagree with, you are free to go elsewhere to, watch WrestleMania your own way. Do your own viewing party. That's totally fine. Hindi namin kayo guguluhin. So a lot of people have been looking forward to WrestleMania, to watching WrestleMania with us, the Wrestling Podcast. People are really looking forward to enjoying WrestleMania both days when it comes to watching it together as a community. So yun, ang dami sinabi, pero yun, bawal. Don't try anything. There will be security, and it might escalate to a point where you do not want.
Don't be stupid.
Yeah, do not be stupid. All right. Let's move on to our next bit. BBC's producer Jasper. WWE on Blast TV. All right. I actually forgot that Raw was on Blast TV this morning, so I was watching it on the high seas like an idiot. I'm the one doing the spiels, and nakalimot na may WWE Raw on Blast TV. There's Raw and NXT on SmackDown and SmackDown as well. So guys, please go support this. If you have Converge, if you have Globe, it is free for y'all. That's where we get the free weekly updated main roster shows and NXT as well. So if somebody's asking, so kami pwede manood ng Raw, ng SmackDown, ng NXT dito sa Blast TV, y'all. Dito, it's legit. You don't have to pirate anything. You don't have to go through weird ads, or you don't have to go through malware or anything. Diba? NBA na rin, sabi ni Emil, NFL, if you guys have missed the previous season, if you guys want to watch the Super Bowl, all that other stuff, may Fast 10, may ano na pang movies. So everything is there. Please go support that, because if you don't, they will take it away from us, and you'll have to go through hoops. You'll have to jump through hoops to go find the legit shows. So you don't want to do that, guys. You don't want to make it harder on yourself. So again, it's free for Converge and Globe subscribers, Globe Internet, hindi yung Globe sa phone. And for everyone else, it's 189 pesos a month, y'all. So yun, may promo pala. So I believe If you enter, if there's a Satanta code. If you enter it, you'll get free 3 months. So try it on, guys. If you don't have Glow, if you don't have Convert, so go try that shit. Right. Lastly, Patreon as well. I have to pull it up. Forgot to mention it. If you want to support the podcast, if you don't hate us, if you're not mad at us, and you want to support what we do here, if you want to throw us a bone our way, no pressure, no money. But you know, if you want to help out, you can sign up for our Patreon for only $5 or around 275 pesos a month. Patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast. Eto na sa baba, that's a ticker. You can get access to our Discord community where we do watch parties of stuff that isn't WWE. We do some AEW pay-per-views as well. Kapag may demand, when it doesn't fall in a Monday morning, we'll do it on Discord. Emil is able to do that really seamlessly. And then we're also experimenting with a Patreon table, a patron table at the watch parties para hindi na maghahanapan yung ating mga patrons. It's a perk that they get to have. And you also get preferential rates on our pasabays. Our February pasabay has almost finished coming in. The WWE shop orders have come in. We're just waiting for the PWTs and the Roots of Fight orders to come in. So if you want to get a better deal, a slightly better deal on the pasabays that we're having of all the authentic, legit merch that we're getting from all these merch sites online and in the U.S. and wherever have you, you can go sign up for Patreon. Patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast. $5 or 275 pesos.
Ito si Adore, gusto ng ano, free trial eh.
It's only 275. Kaya mo yan, Adore. Anak kita. Wala akong anak na mahirap. All right. All right, let's finally move on to our wrestling talk. We have a lot to talk about. Babyface producer Jasper, let's pull up the first slide. All right. So AEW first, a lot of things happened on today's episode of Dynamite. First, they finally redesigned the look. And as Rowan says, it looks a little familiar. So say, yeah, Rowan, I didn't see that this was a slide here. So let's bring in your take about the new look ng Dynamite.
Okay, so una-una yung intro, like they have this new OBB. Thank God they changed the theme song. Nakakasawa na yung past theme song. It's naging remix lang siya. Pero this time mas maangas yung theme song. Regarding the set, I do like it. It really looks cool. The Curvetron, the header reminds me of the 2016 Raw Tron. And then, yung logo ng Dynamite, mukha siyang logo ng motor. I don't know if you guys seen this draft logo ng WrestleMania 23. Pero since they are like in Detroit, parang yun yung theme. Mukha siyang ano, logo ng motor. And then, yun nga, the color scheme, ito ah. Ewan ko if everyone will agree with this. Yung color scheme, it reminds me of NXT 2.0. Now, saan?
Okay, Rowan. Sige. It's I see it there, but there was a theme song in NXT 2.0. So, Chino, what do you think of the new look?
I like it. I like the rebrand, sort of, because it updates the current product that they have. I find it a little weird, though, that they did it right after Revolution, which I guess means Revolution is now their WrestleMania. Sort of, yun ba yung agreed upon thing nila. Kasi that's the only way this rebrand is going to make sense moving forward. Also, I like the color scheme. I don't know why they didn't get rid of the tunnels. I find the tunnels a little bit too old school for my taste. Tsaka a little bit too spoon feeding for audiences. Kasi, di ba, you have the face tunnel and the heel tunnel. So, parang hindi naman kailangan gawin yun in the year of our Lord 2024. But the color scheme and the new logo, it's all very good for me.
Also, yung recent set nila, like yung parang basic masyado nung LED boards lang. Tapos, nakaganon lang sila. Like, it's weird. Tapos, parang wala siyang personality. Ito, it's fine na may tunnels. I would say na okay lang din. Na okay, you know where the heel comes from, where you know where the face comes from. Tsaka they can utilize it when it comes to storytelling. Kasi remember back in 2020 when Kenny Omega won the world title. So he was about to walk out sa face tunnel and then Don Callis was like, "Hindi, dito tayo sa heel tunnel." So it signified na ano, heel turn. So, ganun.
I don't mind the tunnels, actually. Because for me, it kind of solves a little logic issue that I've always had with wrestling entrance ways. Because there's only one, diba? So, kapag someone comes out to interrupt someone, and then someone comes out again, and then there's a third person na surprise pala, it, you know, I know how it works backstage. So, in my thinking, I know that you... I know you all saw each other in Gorilla before you came out, so
yeah, that's true.
I know that you can't. I know that you're not really surprised that this mystery surprise entrant talaga. So that's just meme and my nitpicking over there. But
wait, lang, but those tunnels also all have the same gorilla, though. They don't have different
gorillas. Yes, they
gorilla.
Do. They do. But at least I can tell you, at least may ano konti pang suspension of disbelief na ano. At okay. least, I can still reasonably believe na you know someone else was hiding in the other tunnel that I didn't see.
Yeah, exactly. Because thinking like, oh, halimbawa nasa Royal Rumble, like, na imagine ko sila nakapila sila, eh. Like they're coming out in the same way kasi. So I think it makes sense na kung dalawa yung labasan, edi ano, like hindi nila nakikita yung isa't isa, and then they wouldn't know who is the surprise entrant then, or they wouldn't know who is coming up next. Parang ganun.
Yeah. So exactly. That's why I prefer this kasi it kind of explains yung ano, yung mga mystery interferences or mga surprise run-ins and stuff like that. It's a minor thing. It's a really, really minor thing that shouldn't bother you as a fan, but you know, because I am the way I am. So
all those little things
like this. As for the color scheme, I never had a problem with the NXT 2.0 splash of colors. I know a lot of people don't quite like that because some might feel a colorful look might not be as masculine. You know, there's ganung factor. It's just why people would rather prefer a solid color like black or something hard like red or whatever have you. But not a problem. Yeah, I can see the comparisons now. Okay, nanggaling to sa NXT 2.0 and they really just did that like, 3 years ago, 4 years ago? So it is kind of fresh there. But I guess you could have just also established a particular color for the identity ng Dynamite or ng Collision, diba? There's like that. There are factors like that as well, but it's fine. I'm not offended by it. It's something that I like.
Hindi, at saka Ro, diba? Like naisip mo rin when it comes to merch, lalo na yung sayo, diba? You wanted like iba-iba kulay kasi colors like black or white is too generic. Kaya okay lang na like okay lang sa yun na iba-iba yung kulay. Kaya like
kasi, I didn't want solid black. That's it. I just didn't want solid black. Yun lang. Okay. I don't like black shirts because everybody has a black shirt. Wrestling fans.
Yeah, kasi nga it's generic black shirt. Like it's pretty normal.
No, not generic, but because people like black kasi yun yung ano. Chino likes black kasi it's
I like black.
It's
yeah.
A nice. Yeah, badass pero, color. But, you know,
it's... Oh, and then, maliligang dungisan. It's easy to clean, you know. For all the practical reasons that I like black. But that's neither here nor there. All
right.
So,
yeah.
Moving on.
All right, let's move on to the real big news of Dynamite this week. Jasper, let's put it up. Here we go. The Rainmaker, Kazuchika Okada, is now officially All Elite. Sean Ross Sapp is once again trolling people who have trolled him and thought that he was spewing bullshit when he said that Okada was going to AEW. He's going to do it again next week when Mercedes Moné comes to AEW. But it is legit. Okada is not the Rainmaker the way you remember him in New Japan, but he is Elite Okada. He is now a member of the Elite. That is a complete turnaround from how he was presented in New Japan, obviously, because he's part of Chaos. And because he's leveraged his real-life friendship with the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega. And ngayon, he is now corporate Okada. Now he's, I guess, a part of the AEW hierarchy, I guess. Chino, did you catch this earlier?
Yes, I did. It's interesting. Okay, first of all, it's funny to see Okada, one of the founding members of Chaos, essentially partnering with OG Bullet Club guys, diba? The Bucks had their Bullet Club run. a while back and magkalaban sila ng Chaos. It's just funny to me na heel na si Okada because I don't think we've ever seen that before, right? In New Japan, he was the babyface of New Japan for the longest time. So when he jumped Eddie Kingston, parang sabi ko, ah, okay, this is interesting because they're trying to do something different here with the Rainmaker, right? And I think this is what a selling point for Okada to sign with AEW because he gets to explore this different side to himself. He was always all about honor and performing at his best during his run in New Japan. So now let's see if he can pull off heelish wrestling, heelish antics in the Western side of the wrestling world. So I am very intrigued by this turn.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah, Anton is correct here sa chat. Sorry, before you start, Rowan, I just wanted to correct Chino there. Kasi tama si Anton. Okada did debut the Rainmaker character as a heel. It was supposed to be a brash, young, heel, cocky character. And then over time, kasi syempre, naging big face na rin siya ng, as in legit face of the company. He ended up becoming the veteran, good guy of New Japan. So I get what you're trying to say, that he has been the pillar for so long na naging ano na siya, naging veteran hero. But I think what is also correct here is that we haven't seen him really be like this in so long. And to me, I did feel refreshed as well. I did feel that this was such a good look for him, because at least I don't have to, you know, they found something else for him. He didn't have to recycle yung classic Rainmaker that kind of has lost its meaning na rin, because it was taken over by how he was a New Japan living legend at this point. So I enjoy this new character, the way the Young Bucks found a different character for themselves this late in the game. And I want to see this unfold. I know some people might be offended by it because he might be playing a Western caricature, but it seems pretty fun given the way he's kind of goofying it up with the Young Bucks.
I think like, this Okada is in on the joke. Eh? Like, he's doing that, yes, but he's also in on the joke. So he's doing it sarcastically almost. Diba? So ang ganda din na may ganung depth pa yung character niya.
Nakakatawa nga na, like, some people are upset na Okada is leaving New Japan. And then the factor is like, oh, if he signs to either WWE or AEW, he's a sellout. And then right now, yung presentation niya, parang he pretty much sold himself to the box. And yung parang presentation niya is very Western. And yun, here's the thing, though. Like, I'm not a little upset na he's not gonna be in WWE. I saw it coming naman na he's going to AEW. So, ang ginawa na lang nila is that they can't present the Okada that we know, but we're gonna add a little more spice. Maglalagay tayo ng asin, maglalagay tayo ng paminta, make it a little more interesting na to give a presentation, a different presentation about Okada.
Yeah, I want to bring up something Dr. G mentioned in chat here. He was hoping for Chase U Kada, but this gimmick tells me that he would have done the Chase U thing. I think he would have been okay with doing that. This is the guy, after all, who did the weird descent into madness with the balloon Kada thing. So I would have I think he just wanted to do something different after spending the past decade being at the top of New Japan, diba? Right, a little more AEW talk, but before we get to that, let's take a quick little break here and hear from our fellow podcasts on the Pod Network.
Do you feel lost, doubting yourself, and tired? You question your worth and existence? Well, I'm here for you. Hey, this is Gayle Chavez, and I'm the host of Free Yourself Podcast. My podcast talks about self-love, self-discovery, and growth. This is for everyone who wants to live their fullest life and become the person that they could be. Let me help out and remind you that this is your life, your path, that you are not broken, and you are worth it. Catch me every Friday at 8 p.m. See ya!
Right, one more thing for AEW before we move on. Let's put it up, babyface producer Jasper, please. Right, in this episode of Dynamite this week, Adam Copeland has returned from his so-called injury. He has messed again with Christian Cage, and now he is claiming the final match in their feud, in the rivalry, and it will be at the March 20th Dynamite in Toronto, in an I Quit match for the TNT Championship. So before you guys start, I just wanted to say that first they were going to go for a match at Revolution, but they gave that match to Daniel Garcia, and then now they wrote off Adam Copeland so they can get around the rankings and have the rubber match in their hometown of Toronto. So what do you guys think of that? Because this was what we were afraid of when TK brought the rankings back. So Chino, what do you think first?
Yeah, first of all, andaya tama si Rowan, because they just circumvented their own logic here just to go back to the story of Cope and Christian Cage. Now, I like this rivalry. It's different than the ones we've seen as far as their history is concerned, but how much longer are we going to put up with the rankings now that they keep pulling this week after week? Like, di ba, promised ni Tony Khan na, yes, the first time they did the rankings, he said something to the tone of, it actually matters here. Then it didn't. And then they did it again, and now it's happening again. So, I don't know why they keep reinforcing the rankings and just going back on their word, diba? They might as well just drop the rankings altogether at this point.
Okay, so I just remembered something. So in MWF, there is a ranking system, pero hindi siya pinapost or hindi siya pinapaalam. Pero like,
no, there wasn't.
No, like the
best. There were no rankings. There were standings, but there were no rankings. I mean,
to determine the number one contender tracking for the MWF title.
Yeah, we were just tracking win losses. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, pero okay, so, sige, ayun, win loss record. We're talking about that, which is kind of can be decided sa ranking system, diba? So here's the thing, diba, si Rex Lawin yung ano ngayon contender ngayon. We also have this guy who is undefeated last year, and that is Kyle Season. And I know he's busy right now. Pero like, if the logic is, halimbawa babalik na si Kyle Season, siya yung magiging contender, parang ganun.
He only had two matches last year. Remember that he only had two matches.
Exactly. And he won both. And he won both. Kaya parang,
yeah, but Rowan, when you look at
everyone else had more matches.
Yes, exactly. So it's gets ko yung sinasabi mo na parehas lang undefeated. Therefore, they're both deserving. But you gotta understand, see, Rex Lawin, I don't know how many matches he wrestled, but I'm pretty sure he wrestled more than two matches.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, no, wait, Rowan. So if I win my next match on March 24th,
oh my God, spoiler
I
alert?
Will never rest. No, if I win, I never wrestle again for the rest of the year. Does that entitle me to a world MWF championship match next year? That's what you're trying to say.
Wait, exactly. It's the Michael Cole logic, right?
Yeah.
Michael Cole is undefeated. So
yeah.
That's
what you're trying to say. Kyle Season had no more matches.
I know. Kaya nga, okay, what I'm trying to say here is that kaya nga nila ginagawa to, it's because of, like, okay, kaya ako binigay yung example na yun. It's because that is like the logic behind Tony's booking. Not because I like, I'm like justifying it.
Okay. No, yeah, no, no, no. I'm not saying it's wrong. Anton is also correct in saying that Adam Copeland is justified to have his championship match because he got screwed out of that contendership match. The thing is, if this is how we're going to do it anyway, the point is, what's the point of the rankings being here in theory on paper if we're still going to do things to circumvent them, really, and then only going to refer to them every now and then when it's convenient? That's what we're trying to say. Okay, right. Naman, okay naman yung pro wrestling logic stuff, eh? the creative logic. That's fine. That you do actually need to do that to get around to the matches that you want to put up. That's totally fine. The point is, because we have to do these things, let's not bother, which is what me and Chino are trying to say, let's not bother with the rankings anymore because we do need to get to the matches that we do want to see. And sometimes, and a lot of the time, the rankings will get in the way of that.
Yeah, wrestling is one of those rare sports wherein the rankings kind of don't matter kasi nauuna pa rin yung kwento. But you're still after the story of Cope and Christian Cage here. But then Tony Khan, in his infinite wisdom, decided na wait lang, kailangan nagmamatter pa rin yung rankings kahit may ganitong storyline. So now it just creates this whole mess, which is so unnecessary. I believe that you shouldn't really just you shouldn't fix what ain't broken, you know. Other companies didn't really have to rely on the rankings and it works out for them. So bakit kailangan dito, 'di ba?
Tsaka kalokohan lang talaga 'yung ranking system. Like mahirap siya i-manage. Tapos meron talaga nakaangat sa ranking system. Tapos Tony Khan will decide na now we're going to have a number one contenders match, not these guys who made it to the top. Yun nakakainis eh. Pero okay, going back to Cope and Christian, like it doesn't have to involve the ranking system talaga. Like kasi okay, si Cope, he's a former TNT champion. He can just cash in his rematch clause, di ba?
Yeah. Assuming there is one, but apparently there isn't. Because they had to go fight for the contendership anyway. So anyway, let's we've been digressing a little bit too much. What do you guys think? Some people have been commenting it's a never-ending story, but we do have this feud that has been going on for months and months now. And the last time it happened, Adam Copeland was supposed to win, and then the quote-unquote money in the bank allowed Christian Cage to screw Adam Copeland over. So what do you think of this, Rowan? If you've been following this, what do you think what do you think that they're going back to this one more time? And it's been I guess not too long since they went back to it at first.
Ito, here's what I think. Kaya lang din nila ginagawa to is because during Edge's last run, they were about to feud. He and Christian were about to feud, pero of course, Edge's career got cut short. So hindi na natuloy yung feud na yun. So the only reason they're doing this, tapos parang since in AEW medyo may freedom sila and then they get to express more and they get to do things more compared to WWE na medyo may limitations pa. They're milking on it, or like they're capitalizing on every opportunity they can go with it, even though this rivalry has been going on for so long. Because I mean, I would say it's also a decade long in a sense. Because it like, because if magkasama kayo together, even if nagkakabati kayo, there, syempre, there's a little bit of jealousy there, may friction ng konti, and you know, maybe if their match next week bayan or wherever March 20 is.
20th, yeah.
Yeah, whenever that is, okay. I hope that would be the last and that would end it all.
Speaking of, okay, so you mentioned that you hope that it would be the last. Chino, is it too soon for them to do the third match?
I think it is. I think if they really want to tell the long game here, I think they should wait a little bit more, a little bit longer, before they close this chapter on this rivalry here. I'm sure they'll have reruns down the road. I'm sure uulit pa to kasi mabenta siya, diba? It's a thing that you want to see being told over and over again. But at the same time, this is, I think, I'm going to change my answer here. I think dapat tapusin na nila and have Adam Copeland move on to other things. you know, take the title away from Christian, move it on to other things, and then just revisit the thing down the road. Yeah, just wait for Copeland to take the title away from Christian Cage, have Christian Cage move on to other things, and have Cope defend it in his open challenges against other challengers, diba? Since yun naman yung gusto niyong gawin. I think it makes a lot more sense that way.
Ang akin lang naman is, clearly, they somehow remembered, or I don't know how far back they booked yung venues, kasi they remembered, oh, we're doing Toronto on the 20th. So let's delay that, and let's delay what we were trying to set up here, and then the push back yung match ni Christian Johnny Cope to Toronto. So to me, it just betrays a little lack of planning here. They could have gone to it in a much better way. So I agree na sana pinatagal pa nila. I did want to see a lot of the Cope opens. I just wanted to see Adam Copeland wrestle a whole bunch of people he's never, you know, wrestled before or will likely never get to wrestle if he stayed with WWE. So sayang lang. I felt like they could have finessed that Toronto matchup a lot better than they did here. All right. So yeah, before we move on to the WWE, let's do one more AEW adjacent topic. Do we have that, Jasper? Yon, the scapegoat Jack Perry has joined the House of Torture. He is the latest member of the Bullet Club, but he's the latest member of this subunit. And a lot of people are pretty mad. You know, the House of Torture, not a hot item these days. But I understand why they did this. Because, alam mo yon, if you need a recognizable face to sell to the Western audience, and Jack Perry is kind of the guy. And you know, the only question na lang is whether or not the House of Torture is gonna make him wrestle the really, really annoying style that people have known them for. So El Hijo del Dylan McKay is now Bullet Club, and he's now the House of Torture. So does anyone have any opinions on this particular move that Gedo has done for his faction?
No, I like seeing Jack Perry in different promotions in another side of the world, because it allows him to grow as a wrestler. He was really young when he signed with AEW, so medyo green pa siya nung time na yon, diba? And as time progressed, yes, he's gotten a little better. He's improved a lot more. Became one of the young vets even in the company, diba? But allowing him to stretch his legs in a company as established as New Japan, kahit sabihin na natin that he sided with House of Torture, is actually going to benefit him in the long run. I would have loved to see him in the main Bullet Club. Feeling ko mas bagay siya dun, because I'm getting tired of David Finlay, but him as part of Bullet Club, even in the main storyline, it's a really nice touch, and I'm very unexpected and, you know, very welcome.
Yeah, I just want to explain really quickly. I think I have an explanation as to why Western fans hate the House of Torture, and then the Japanese fans are kind of okay with it. Mostly because I think Western fans are, you know, already really, really familiar and overexposed to, you know, Western heel tactics of, you know, weapons, interference, run-in cheating, diba, yung mga ganun. And it's not really a thing in Japanese wrestling so much. That's why they're more okay with that. They don't get to see it as often if they're not watching WWE and AEW and whatever have you. But to me, it's just another side of wrestling. It's just another way to get heat. I think Gedo really understands more than anything that if he lets his heels wrestle the same way as the other Japanese wrestlers, the other New Japan wrestlers, they're still going to get cheered, because it's going to be good and it's going to be really, really popping. So this is how you get the heat. This is the psychology of it all. You know what I mean? Rowan, do you have anything to add to this about Jungle Boy?
No, I had nothing much to say, but it is interesting to see him in a different promotion. Despite, I mean, come on, he's still under AEW contract, despite tearing that up. I mean, it's just, pero I do like the story na parang scapegoat nga siya. Of course, it has something to do with CM Punk leaving, pero parang, you know, I do like this new attitude na parang it added more interest. Kasi parang noon, he's just parang rebel lang siya yung dating niya when he was the FTW champion. Pero now that he's in New Japan, parang mas maangas na yung dating niya.
Yeah, no, hopefully. Hopefully this is the excursion that he needs to grow into a jungle man. All right, we'll cut the conversation right there. You can go to the next episode, the part two of our live stream episodes this week for our talk points on WWE, everything that's happened, the Hall of Fame inductions from the class of 2024, the first few ballots, and then also the other stuff that has happened during the week of WWE. Not much has happened compared to AEW, pero meron pa rin pag-uusapan. So if you are waiting to process those particular feels, go listen to that next episode now on your podcast feeds, wherever you get your favorite podcasts. For my co-host, this has been Romaran. This has been another episode of the Wrestling Podcast, and we'll see you in the next one. Wrestling Podcast out. Later, Outcasts. Peace.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.